In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, also known as Padre Pio, is a mystical and stigmatized saint whose life puts us in communication with the supernatural world. His life was a continual sacrifice for the salvation of others. Despite so many slanders and offenses he received, he always forgave without holding a grudge against anyone. He was a holy priest, and many were converted by confessing to him or attending his Mass. God granted him great charisms, like the gift of bilocation, discernment of hearts, prophecy, supernatural perfume, and the gift of doing miracles. May God give us, through his intercession, the grace not to be content with a mediocre life, but to always aspire to holiness. His life is a path of light for us and a reaffirmation of the fundamental truths of our Catholic faith. His parents lived in the small town of Pietrelcina, 7 miles or 12 kilometers from Benevento, and 31 miles or 50 kilometers from Naples. It currently has about 3,400 inhabitants, but in the first years of our saint's life, it had about 4,250. Its fall was due to the emigration of locals in search of a better future, especially to countries such as the United States, Canada, Brazil, or Argentina. The village is situated in an undulating agricultural area of hills at an elevation of 1,132 feet or 351 meters above sea level. When his parents married on June 8, 1881, they went to live in a small one-room house on the first floor, which was their property from the first moment. They were dedicated to agriculture and had their own land of 2 acres, or 1 hectare, in a place called Piana Romana, half an hour away, on the outskirts of town. His father, Gracio Forgione, was called Uncle Racio. He was illiterate, but energetic, smart, and skilled for the job. His mother, Maria Giuseppa D'Annunzio, was called Mama Peppa. She was a pleasant woman of determined character, serious, respectful, and religious. They formed a close-knit marriage amid the toils and constraints of daily life. They had 7 children, Miguel, Francesco, who did not live a month, Amalia, Francesco, which is our Saint Padre Pio, Felicita, Pellegrina, and Gracia, also known as Sister Pia, who lived from 1894 to 1969. It was a poor and religious family, where they never lacked enough to live, although they did not have cash. Padre Pio will say years later, "In my house it was difficult to find 10 lira, but nothing was ever missing." When he grew up and wanted to be religious, his father decided to emigrate to make him study. He first went to New York in the United States from 1898 to 1903. Later, in 1910, he went to Argentina, where he stayed for 7 years. His father died in October 1946, while in San Giovanni Rotondo, near the convent of his son in the house of Mary Pyle, the American. He died on October 7th. Padre Pio was with him, who visited him several times in the last days of his illness. His mother died on January 3, 1929, also in San Giovanni Rotondo, in the same house as Mary Pyle, benefactor of the Capuchin Fathers. His mother had come to visit him to spend Christmas of 1928 with her son. She went to Mass every day to receive communion from his hands, despite the intense cold. On Christmas night, after midnight Mass, she fell ill with double pneumonia. Padre Pio was by her side until the last moment, bringing her communion every day and administering the last sacraments. When she passed away, Padre Pio burst into tears. It was a cry of love, and he repeated, "Mamma mia, bella mametta mia." His mother was 70 years old, and she was buried in the San Giovanni Rotondo Cemetery, dressed as a Franciscan tertiary. The funerals were impressive, and the entire population participated. It was a true triumph of prayers and flowers, a tribute to the mother of a great saint, who not only brought him into the world, but she also knew how to guide him in his first steps on the path of God. How many priests owe their vocation to the love and faith of their mothers? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.